Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment on Perspectives on Challenges. We've been speaking about prayer as very much a reaction to circumstances. There's a very important Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dal Amud Beis. And Rabbi Elazar is referencing tremendous challenges the Jewish people had much, much later in Sefer Shoftim, and the Jewish people were really at a time of great, great danger. And Rebbe Elazar learns from Psukim that they were saved because of the prayers of Avraham Avinu. And that Avraham Avinu, if you look in the verses talk about the fact that Avraham Avinu stopped to daven bein Beis El uvein Ha'ai, between these cities of Beis El and Ha'ai. And it's a little bit unclear in the Pesukim as to why he was davening there. Rebbe Elazar says it was just the general prayer that things go well for the Jewish people. And sure enough, generations and generations later, they had a great potential calamity and they were saved. And this is the idea the Gemara explains of being makdim tefila letzara, of praying for something before the challenge comes up in the first place. Prayer does not only have to be a reaction to problems. Prayer can be a proactive step if indeed we believe in the power of prayer and we believe that God is listening to us. How could we not? And this runs back to what we spoke about earlier in the series of the thought from Rav Pinkas, that God specifically creates us with the capacity to think a lot ahead and to worry. We need to pray for those of us fortunate enough to have children. We need to pray that we should guide our children properly. Of course, if we're having a specific challenge with our children, all the more so we need to pray. But if things are more or less on a smooth path, we really need to pray. There are so many variables that are so far beyond our control, besides even the fact that each child has his or her own free will in this world anyway. There are so many things, so many factors, so many things that we might think are good and aren't good, and we might think are bad and turn out great. We need so much siyata d'shmaya, so much divine assistance, specifically with our children. We need to be proactive in our prayers, not just reacting to problems. It's that way for everything. We don't need to wait to have bad news from something that happened in Israel to daven that things should go well. We say regular prayers. Many of us in our shuls on Shabbos, we say regular prayers that things should go well for the government, that things should go well for the Israeli government, and then the Chayalei Tzahal, so on and so forth. We need to be proactive in our prayer. I think that's a very important thing to think about. To switch gears for a moment, in the year in which this is being recorded, 5776, it's actually being presented during the 3 weeks. We really haven't spoken at all about the 3 weeks period. If I can just in light of what we're talking about, if I can just share with you an idea from Rav Elio Dessler, there's a verse, L'shichno Sidrashu, that we need to search for God's divine presence, which of course refers to the Beis HaMikdash. We have a Torah commandment to yearn for the Beis HaMikdash. Thinking about this in the context in which we're speaking, that means that when I see calamities that befall the Jewish people, and when I see the challenges the Jewish people have, and I recognize that it wouldn't be the same if there was a Beis HaMikdash right now. There'd be more clarity in the world. We'd have more divine assistance. We'd have more clarity ourselves. So many things. I need to take this as an opportunity to beg God to bring the Beis HaMikdash, to bring the temple. I need to pray to God. I need to try to make my actions and deeds worthy of God bringing the temple. And this, I think, is a very powerful perspective, yes, for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but for all the challenges in our lives. This really connects to something we said earlier in the series. We should take, and it'll be Tisha B'Av in just a few days, we need to have times where we reflect on the tragedies that have befallen our people and use that as a springboard to help elevate ourselves. And to really reflect on what we're missing, and of course to be grateful to God for everything we have, but realize how much more we could have if that only we merited it and we asked appropriately for it. Just important things to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.